That standard tearing a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Augusta, AGOSTA. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA on 3/16/22. Mr. Augusta performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the English of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John Augusta. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA on 3/16/22. Mr. Augusta performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93% period. After walking 307 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation dropped to 87% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Meudt, M-E-U-D-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/16/22, Mr. Meudt performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97% period. After ambulating 278 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wanda Casey. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Casey performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study data 9/8/21, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Mills. This goes to the VA. On 3/16/22, Mr. Mills performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25 to 75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a severe impairment in lung volume, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Mills. This goes to the BA. On 3/16/22, Mr. Mills performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 91% period. After walking 355 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gloria Berryman. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Berryman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/7/21, there's been no change period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Gregson. This goes to Dr. Karen Wood. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Gregson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period, compared to a prior study dated 6/2/20, there's been no change period. To paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Dellinger. This goes to Vicki Lambertus, comma, FNP. On 3/16/22, Mr. Dellinger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Carol Zboray, Z-B-O-R-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Weston. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Boray performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 364 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 95%, period. A bag of impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mitra, MITRA, Gaines, GAINES, dash Jenkins, JENKINS. This goes to Dr. James Pridgen, PRIDGEN. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Jenkins performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. After ambulating 427 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. No bag of impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mitra Jenkins. This goes to Dr. James Pridgen. On 3/16/22, Mrs. Jenkins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. The paragraph, compared to a study dated 3/2/21, there's been deterioration or worse effort, period. The paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component versus poor effort. Thank you.